going to call to order the January 23rd, 2017 Prudential Committee meeting of the Kootenai Fire District. Is anyone recording? Amy Cates is recording. Could I have introductions, please, starting with the treasurer?
Michael Daly, treasurer.
Laurie Hadley, Prudential Committee.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Dan Goldstein, Prudential.
Charlie Eager, clerk.
Any public comment? You probably have to turn that on.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. I've been patiently waiting because I know we've had some problems with our website, but I really would like it if we could try to get all the agendas, the minutes, and the budget reports back on the website so we don't have to burden the clerk with numerous requests for public records. Is there a time frame I could expect that?
As far as I know, all the Prudential Committee minutes are there. That's our responsibility. Any other comment? Public comment? No public comments closed. Okay. Next on the agenda is the appointment of a new treasurer. I'll tell you, I was at West Barnstable last Wednesday night when they had their discussion and made their decision, and they decided to go with Ray. They felt he could learn the municipal treasury side, and they just thought that having two people to replace our illustrious treasurer would just be too many people to literally trip over. They were also concerned that the other gentleman lives in Weymouth, and he was off Cape.
Are we talking about Peroni? Is that what he, when you said Ray, is it sort of... Peron, I think.
And David Leary is the other one. David Leary is the municipal treasurer. And Ray Peron was the gentleman that recently retired from Capabilities.
Capabilities, yeah, he's also involved in Mashpee and...
No, that was David that was
involved.
That
was David?
Yeah, that was the treasurer for Mashpee. And he's currently the treasurer for a couple of school systems.
What's the feeling here about looking for both a treasurer and an accountant, a person with CPA or accounting experience? And, we talked about. I thought that was the way we left it at the response.
Well, you guys seem more favorable towards it, but I think that Ray is qualified to do whatever you need him to do. He'll pick up what he doesn't know municipally. He's a CPA. He's the only candidate you had that was a CPA.
Yeah.
So his accounting skills are above the required level.
Yeah.
And treasurers are accountants that aren't accountants. So you can always drop down and do treasurer type of work. You can't always bring a treasurer up to do this.
So. Always ask Laurie to do some of the treasurer work.
Mm-hmm.
Laurie,
on my face.
Ever, ever, ever again.
That was said in jest.
So, Mike, you don't think it's, I mean, we discussed, you know, the separation of duties and.
Yeah, I mean, that gives you some beneficial addition, and if you want to explore that option, certainly go for it. You know, it's a viable alternative. You get with Ray some admin side, you know, management skills from an administrator side, which you really could use. I don't think you need to go with two.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, we could always go back to, we could always go to having two people if we needed.
If he fell off or he was overwhelmed, but it's really not that big of a job when you know what you're doing.
I have mixed feelings. I think it's easier to work to acquire accounting skills and municipal knowledge
Well, that's a thought, but since he was with capabilities, they're heavily grant accounting oriented to begin with. There's a lot of budgetary control requirements. I mean, municipal isn't.
Oh, I know. I know.
I mean, you know, some of the forms going through the tax rate, but one time through, he's as a CPA, he's never done a tax recap sheet. He's never done a year end. He's never done a free cash certification. But neither has David.
Right. Yeah.
And then what you're going to wind up with is, well, whose job is this and whose job is that, and you end up delegating
or
mediating.
The idea of two. I really don't.
You already have Tony, so you're going to add a three-person mix.
Yeah.
And
no,
then
I don't
sort of articulate who does what when where. It gets to get a little complicated. So I think if you're unsure of his skills, then you can go with the two. But you know, once we get him in and start training him, if he's not there, we'll know it, and he'll know it, and then David is always available.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily, because we already got David and you, but he would only take the debt and the bank recs pretty much anyway, and I don't see that there's an upside to having him in the mix for those minor details.
Any other discussion comments?
No, not at the time being. Not for the moment.
No.
So what was your feeling?
I think really we just need one person.
Oh, I do. So now we just have to decide which person?
Yes, which person, yeah. And I'm leaning towards Ray.
I liked him very much.
I have, he was the first person our committee interviewed. Well, the second person that we interviewed. First was David. But he was the second. And quite honestly, after I went through his interview, I was ready to hire him then. And he just stood out for all of the interviews.
Well, you said you, did you sit in on when, well, not that we did it all together.
Yeah, and then.
Have we talked about compensation?
We have. As we mentioned the other night at the joint meeting, you know, the range I think we settled out was somewhere between 43 and 50. And West Barstool has negotiated 47 with him, which is a pretty fair price. It keeps it under $100,000 on an annualized basis.
And they went with Raymond?
So I think the 47 range that they negotiated, he was making about $50 an hour at capabilities, but we don't need that level of, we don't really need a CPA, so he settled at 47 over there. I think he'd do the same with you.
Do we have about the same amount of work as West Barnstable?
You have a little bit more because you're more robust. You have two big receivables in addition to the taxes. You have ambulance and water. They just have ambulance and taxes. So there's a big, you know, the water receivable adds to the work that they don't have over there.
Yeah, that's mostly where we've been floating bonds and stuff. They haven't.
Yeah, but that's all done.
Yeah, have we ever floated anything for the fire department?
You mean as far as debt?
Yeah.
Well, when you built the station.
Yeah, I'm sure we did
there's
something.
Debt?
Oh, but I mean, recently we've been doing mostly cash.
Cash, right.
Yeah.
If you need a ladder truck, you'll probably have to
get a building.
We
could use this building for the ladder.
No, but the ladder trucks are getting up to the $1 million now, so you'll be financing a ladder truck for sure. Pumper, we were able to save up for. Ambulances and pumpers, you can usually schedule fairly well.
I don't
try to save through stabilization.
I don't see what would we need a ladder truck for here on Katuwik. We don't have any height.
They use them mainly for access from the streets.
Yeah.
So it's not all about height. It's about getting across and getting up.
What is responsible? How did they justify their need for a ladder truck?
Well, they have what's called a quint, which is both a pumper and a ladder. But, those are the trucks that get up high. The one you're building right now is in the 500-plus range.
You have a mutual aid agreement with them?
You have mutual aid with all the departments all around.
So if you got a buying, we needed it.
You would have COM closer, and Mashpee would be your two primary respondents for mutual aid. But, you know, most of the departments have some kind of aerial ladder. But those are the trucks that really cost the big buckers.
Just another thing, we were at one time we were discussing whether we wanted to make this position an employee position or rather than a contract position, or did we ever?
Well, these are both going to be employees.
Well, David would have been a contractor. Ray was an applicant as an employee.
Right.
So basically you're engaging an employee back where you were before I got involved, which is no big deal.
Yeah, it's really 6-1. 6-1 has done the other. They have, you know, one has one experience, the other has other experience. But I think what we really lean to is having somebody with more of an accounting background to help us with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really an accounting job.
If we get into some complex stuff where we need municipal, we can always
call Mike.
Call somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. No charge.
Right. You going to change your phone number when you retire?
No, I came over and consulted for free before I ever got involved.
Yeah. Okay.
Same thing for West Barnesville. I do it for free for everybody.
Do you want to make a motion?
Go ahead.
Are we ready for a motion?
I don't want to make the motion.
All right.
Okay, I'll make a motion. I make a motion that we engage Ray Peroni as an employee as a treasurer accountant for the Stuart Fire District.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 So moved. Okay. All right. So I was talking with Rick of the fire commissioners, Rick Pisano, about if it would be possible for Christine Daly at the fire department to do our minutes. And Rick talked to her and asked her if she'd do it, and she said yes.
It's marvelous. How about one of the things I saw in some notes somewhere that you were going to look at, see if Jen could do that, or?
No, she's going to be doing the web for us.
She's going to be doing the web for us.
So we have funding in the account for the website to pay her the hours, and we have a transcription services funding, so that
you pay Christine.
We pay Christine. So if that's agreeable with everybody.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan to begin to use these people as their employees for us. So
rather
than going out and hiring extra people, we just train these people. But they eventually should be, when they both get to feel comfortable with what they're doing, we should get them trust trained so one could do the other's job in case.
Well, I think Chris is used to doing the minutes because she does them for the fire commissioner, so that's not bothering her. I don't know.
He's talking about posting on the website.
Yeah.
I think Jen is probably a little busier than Christine is, so we probably should stay away from her from this.
Yeah.
And it's not a question of cross training, just about anybody that can type can do minutes, particularly with a recording.
Ryan and at the county and Jennifer have been in contact with each other about scheduling time for her to learn how to do the posting. And I'm going to sit in on some of that and then see if she can also, train Christine for at least doing the agendas.
Yeah.
If she's on vacation, that's the most important thing. So, not on the agenda, but I just learned about this yesterday. First of all, the parking lot, that door that you found ajar, somebody obviously tampered with it because there's the Duperton closers, there's a way that you can adjust them with a key that, we use to lock this one down. And somebody had obviously loosened it, so that's why it wasn't latching properly. So that's been tightened up, and it's back to working now.
Good.
And I happened to run into, where is it? We need to do something about our window wells. They're filling up with leaves and various sundry other stuff. And plus we have a very, they're an odd size. Mm-hmm. You can't like go to Home Depot and buy something for it. And I've looked online for getting custom ones built, and that's extremely expensive. So I had David Kirk come take a look for me, and this is a picture of what he would construct. It's a pressure-treated wood and polycarbonate. We've got, in this window over here, we just have a piece of plywood leading up to keep the rain out. This one over here, we have the insufficient window well cover. Probably be about 15 to, we need five. And it'd probably be about $1,500 to $1,700.
Total.
And so we actually have I want to make sure we can use this money. So the account number 5901, which is Freedom Hall Paint and Repairs. Window wells cover repairs, yeah. So we have $4,600 still in that account. So
can we get them installed tonight before the nor'easter?
Don't I wish? Yeah. Afraid not.
Saran wrap.
Yeah, I'll come down tomorrow and check and see. So.
All right. I think if we need them, we ought to go ahead and go get them, have them build them.
Okay.
I agree. I make a motion that we have David Craig build five window well covers for us.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And, so that's it.
Minutes.
Any questions about the minutes?
No, I looked at them. They looked okay to me. I guess that was a pretty short meeting.
Yeah.
have we got the bond the bond from the insurance company?
Not to my knowledge. I have responded to your query. Did you forward that on to them?
Yes. Yeah.
So presumably they're in the process of issuing the performance bond. I assume that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
They wanted was a performance bond.
Yeah.
Guaranteed performance. I do have a note though. The federal loan is making its way forward finally. I spoke last week with the bond council and the fellow at the USDA. I'm going to need a meeting for the final closing paperwork with the federal government.
Okay.
So I'll keep you appraised. We need to have your meeting, get your signatures, get the paperwork back to them in order to close. So it may be first week in February. Tight, but I had told the bond council I thought that you would do like a Monday evening meeting in the next couple of weeks, so I'll keep you posted on that.
Okay.
I'd only need two just to take the vote.
Okay. All right.
Other than that.
Well, if you wind up on a Wednesday night or a Friday afternoon, I can't be here for anything else. I'm okay.
Anything else for anyone?
Getting the water department here for the water, one of the commissioners here to talk about the rate survey that they've done, and
they're planning on coming to our February meeting.
February meeting, okay, great.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
This is from a case like Comcast.
So who's going to go out and notify Ray?
I guess me.